This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback.
Craig Council.
Craig, what are your takeaways, or what were your takeaways from Cade Horton shaking off Miguel Amaya to throw his first changeup of the game and elicit just a horribly lost swing from Juan Soto?
Horribly lost swing. Interesting.
Well,
I loved it because he swung and missed.
Okay. The courage of Cade.
You don't like that answer? You want a different answer?
I want more, Craig. When do we get to see Cade Horton again?
And when I'm on Sports Talk Radio, I learn that just keep talking, and that's helpful, right?
Oh, my God. He figured out our job, Lawrence. He figured it out.
Craig, that's our motto. Just keep talking.
Just keep talking. We're like Dory, you know?
My parents taught me that song. We've just got to keep swimming.
What?
Follow me. Just keep swimming.
Ah! One more on the bullpen. You said about Palencia, he's, quote, an important pitcher for us taking a big step forward, unquote. Could you expound on that for Daniel?
No, I think that says it all.
Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty succinct when I think about it. You know? Yeah. Like, I know what you meant.
I'm going to go the anti-talk radio stance here.
You flip it. Now he's trying to impress you. Turn it around on him. Tough to turn with that motherfucker. Yeah.
All right, take care, guys.
That's Craig Council, the manager of the Cubs.
He cracked the code on talk radio, didn't he?
When I'm on Sports Talk Radio, I learned that just keep talking.
Craig Council with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
And we are appreciative that he just keeps talking. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. The Cubs are 13 games above 500. Woo! As they get ready for the finale against the Rockies tonight. And the Cubs manager is here on the line with us. Craig, thanks for joining us. There's so much to talk about with your team, but overall, we know that a benchmark for a lot of people in baseball is Memorial Day. How do you feel about how your team is done as we've gotten through the Memorial Day holiday?
Yeah, I mean, we're like you said, we're 13 games above 500. That's a good record. So I think we've played really well the first 2 months and earned a pretty good record.
Think you have. When you think back to like Tokyo and the interrupted spring and then all these Thursdays off, every Thursday, a relaxing off day this month. And now you get 16 games in 17 days upcoming starting Friday. It's like, does it feel like you're kind of back in sync with the rest of the league now? Finally, the game totals have caught up to be almost exactly the same as everybody else now.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think we're there. I mean, we have the same number of games played as everyone else. It's really the toughest in terms of like lack of days off part of the schedule starts as we go on the road on Tuesday, where we're like, it's basically 26 games in 27 days. So that's the real kind of grind. And obviously means, you know, we'll see some different lineups and we're going to have to be very cautious of our pitching and bullpen usage and things like that. So the Thursdays off has been a real you know, I think it's been a real plus. It's a plus for any team. Just the once a week, you know, we could argue that this is the schedule that Major League Baseball should use, like a Monday off every week. I think it really helps players be available, the best players be available more.
Oh, that's interesting. So have you argued that, or have you guys in the manager group chat or whatever that you guys talked about having a standardized day off for the league?
It goes nowhere.
Who's in the manager group chat, by the way?
It's you argue with the league on that. It's that the manager group chat doesn't really help there. It's an argument with the league itself.
Gotcha.
Or a conversation, I should say.
Yeah, it's a nice cordial conversation of common sense versus not common sense. But we get it. We totally get it. Craig, watching your team run the bases has been one of the most fun things that I've enjoyed about watching this year. Guys going first to third, second to home. Guys stealing in important moments, and it played a big role in last night's game. When it comes to the idea of hitting the ball out of the ballpark, obviously, like that's something that you would love for an offense to be able to do. But what do you think it says about your squad that you guys can win in multiple ways, including being a great base running team?
Well, number one, we have some really fast players. That's number one, and that's helpful in this category for sure when you talk about base running. I think number two, we've got a lot of players that are just enjoy the details and are really engaged in being great base runner and understand the importance it can play. And then we've got great feedback just from the games of like it making a difference. And I think all that stuff, and I think our coaches have done a wonderful job. Base running a lot of times is there's some risk to it. So it's like, you know, taking that appropriate risk, and knowing that you're going to be wrong sometimes, you make some outs, but it really sets an aggressive mentality. It puts the other team on its heels a little bit. And it's connective for your team. So I think those things have played in our favor. And we've executed a lot of them very well.
Connective for your team. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's a style of play that kind of requires everybody to take part in it. You have to pay attention to kind of every moment to be able to capture bases and capture the details. And there's some, you know, accountability to each other for that.
Yeah, you know, it's the way that this team plays, it seems like everybody is really attentive. We've heard you talk about Nico Horner in that way, how attentive he is to every situation. I don't know whether that's contagious or whether the base running is a part of it, but it seems like the whole group is kind of locked in that way.
Yeah, I mean, Nico's a great example of it. It's a skill this team has. It's something we focus on and talk about and teach. And then I think we got some fast guys. And then you put those things together and you hope this is the kind of base running team you can have.
I found myself in that moment where Pete steals third because, you know, it's baseball. So people who are fans of the game will often think that they can manage the game. And so in my mind, I'm like, okay, there's one out. Got to get Pete over to third. Like, he should take off. He's one of the better base runners in the league. So then seeing that, is that something that – how much – autonomy do you give runners in that situation to make the decision to take a base?
Yeah, I mean it's either don't go or you can go. It's very simple. That's what you got to do with this, you know. So Pete had the green light, and then it's his decision.
Is he a forever green light guy?
No.
Oh, interesting. Maybe with that speed.
Well, that's why Craig has the title of manager. You've got to manage some of those situations, Speaks.
He's doing a nice job of that.
But I think the thing that I would tell you too, guys, is that, you know, you're as the fan, as the Cubs fan, you know, you're saying, oh, this is a good time for him to go. You realize the other team is saying this is a really good time for Pete to go too.
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of that moment is that everyone in the ballpark knew he was going to go.
They're all sleeping on it.
And he was still able to pull it off. And then you had such great moments in that game all the way through, and it ends with Matt Shaw doing the thing that you were talking with us about a couple weeks ago. It's not just him finding the power opposite field, it's his want to go that way. How satisfying is this for you, where a player takes to the coaching and the adjustments that the organization and you want, and then comes back and has become a really important part of your team?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm happy for Matt. I mean, I think I'm happy that the player was able to learn something for the process. He's grown through this process, and it's through failure. And we don't want to say, you know, we forget that we got here through failure, right? He did make adjustments. The adjustments have certainly got him back to a better version of himself, but they happened because he failed. And I think that means it's okay to struggle, to fail sometimes, because that's usually a better version comes out on the other side. And I think that's where that's precisely what's happened with Matt. And that's where the best things happen. And Matt's been, you know, he's been a different player. It's pretty, I think everybody could say that since he's been up here. And that's been fun to watch. It's been really fun to watch the true talent of a talented young player come out.
And that's really cool to hear, because it looks like he's different as a person. The way that he's talking and answers questions, like all of it, it seems like he took out of that process what you dream of a kid taking out of that process. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's a very good example. Yeah, I think it's... He handled it well. Our player development staff and our major league staff did a wonderful job putting a plan together. It's fun to see the results of that.
It's really interesting to us how it worked. Like, it seems like down on the farm, he was just kind of allowed to be himself and hit well. And it wasn't until like the last couple games that he implemented the mechanical change that you guys had wanted to see. At least that's what we heard from the reporting. But he was doing it in BP. It's an interesting way to do it. Is rebuilding the confidence and the comfort the first task in something like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's no easy way to do this. And there's no, I don't think, one playbook to do it. You take these cases a little bit individually, but I think, you know, sometimes you got to wait for the student to be ready a little bit is the best way to say it. Right. You got to wait for the time and when is he going to be ready for it? This was just the timeline that this took.
We've talked about Pete Crow Armstrong a ton. Obviously, we spent a lot of time talking about Kyle Tucker. I feel like one of the secret weapons of this team has been Seiya Suzuki. Why is he having what so far has been his best year as a Cub?
Yeah, I don't have a, you know, oh wow answer for you there. I think it's a kind of blend of, this is year four in the league, so he's at a sweet spot of just experience and talent. I think he's hit with men on base a ton. I think that makes the pitcher's job harder. I think it's made him a little more aggressive, which is always a good thing for Seiya. And so, you know, it's a little bit of all those reasons. And he's also obviously coming off of the best week of his, maybe the best, one of the best weeks of his career. So he's at a real high point right now, but he's doing a great job. You know, the driving and runs, you're hitting in a great spot with some really good hitters around you, and that helps you do your job.
Last time we talked, Craig, you were unwilling to expound on Daniel Palencia. And I'm wondering if you're any more willing this time to expound on Daniel Palencia, who's now gotten what? He's gotten three saves. And this last time, boy, this one 2 days ago, two Ks at home. Is his comfort level increasing with the save chances to your eyes, I guess is the question.
No, I mean, I wouldn't describe it like that. I think Daniel's a good pitcher. And I think he's capable of getting outs in big spots in the game. I think he's continued to pitch well.
Is it, is there a mental part to that job that concerns you from person to person?
Look, I think we're going to continue to ask Daniel to get big outs, you know, whether it's in the ninth or the eighth or the seventh, whatever. We're going to continue to ask him to get big outs. So I think he's perfectly capable of doing it. I think we got a bunch of guys capable of doing it.
How do you keep all of those guys happy? Because, you know, look, people like defined roles, and it's not always easy to live in the space of, hey, we need you to pitch when we need you to pitch, and I'll make the choice on that. So how do you go about approaching that with the pitchers?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're winning baseball games, you know, and I think that's how you do it. You win baseball games, and that's what we're here to do, is to win baseball games. So that's the most important thing we're solving for, and I think those guys would agree with that.
A couple more minutes with Craig Counsell here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show on 670 The Score. Genesis Cabrera is here, the former Cardinal, now former Met, gives you three lefties in the bullpen. What kind of opportunities and challenges does it present to maybe have three lefties in the bullpen, Craig?
I don't have any comment on that.
Alrighty.
Because it's not official.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
That's
fair.
If it becomes official, then we can ask Craig about it later.
Okay, theoretically, what would it be? No. All right.
How about we move on to Kansas baseball?
Let's do that. Can you scout Brady Counsell as a player? Your son, in fact, we have this home run against Missouri just last
Brady
month.
Brady Counsell coming up next. Former Minnesota Golden Gopher. First pitch swinging. He drills one. Deep left center field. At the track. At the wall. Brady Counsell can touch them all. A three-run homer. And Kansas surges in front. 3-1 KU.
As Kansas heads to the Fayetteville Regional, they'll play Creighton on Friday. What's he like as a player?
I'm really proud of him. Obviously, I think he's worked his tail off. He's hitting in the middle of a NCAA tournament team lineup, playing third base this year, doing a really nice job at third base. So he plays left field, third base, second base. So he's having a really good year, and he's having a great experience. Kansas baseball has probably had their best year to this point, going to a regional for the first time in 10 years. And he's enjoying the experience, man. Arkansas is one of the kind of meccas of college baseball in terms of stadiums. So they'll play in front of just a great atmosphere in the NCAA tournament. So just happy for him that you get to play in that kind of environment in a tournament situation.
Any chance that if they make it to Omaha, you go?
I kind of got Monday circled. That's an off day. There's a chance Monday would be to get to they call it the Super Regional in college baseball. So the Final 16, the Sweet 16. So we're obviously off Monday. There's a chance, pretty good chance to get to the regional that they'd have to win a game on Monday. So we got that one circled, and then, you know, I would love to make the tough decision of trying to, do I have to miss a game if they play in the College World Series? I'm hopeful for that tough decision.
What would that mean to you to see your son be in a moment like that?
Yeah, I mean, you're happy for him just to get into that moment. I think he's got a bunch of moments ahead of him. He's getting to experience it, and it's You know, you spend a lot of time to get to this point. You work really hard. You get, like we said, you fail. And so if you can get to these moments, you know, as the player, it's pretty hard to enjoy them maybe, because you're competing. But I think as the parent, and as a supporter, you're happy that your people get to experience these moments.
Any impact of you as a baseball dad on how you deal with young players? PCA is not that much older. Neither is Cade Horton.
Yeah, no question. I think probably as much as anything, you learn from kind of generationally, and you stay connected to the generation better because I have kids in the generation, right? And I think that's what you try to take from it. They've beaten. And my sons have hit together, and so they offer definitely some good advice regarding that.
Well, Craig, I guess we're all going to become Kansas baseball fans for the next couple of weeks, and we hope that you have to make that tough choice, man, because that seems like such a blast to be there and share it and share that love of baseball generationally. It's a very cool thing. So good luck to him and good luck to you guys tonight. Thanks for joining us.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Craig. You got it. It's Craig Counsell.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.